You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, better known as VIP. So we welcome you on behalf of our pastors, Thomas Robinson Jr. and Pastor Teresa Robinson. We just want to say God bless you and hello. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. We are here every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on WWBC 100.7 FM. Our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. You are always invited as you listen to the broadcast and you want to come and visit us. I am extending an invitation. Come and join us. Our service times are 11 a.m. on Sunday morning and again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. So I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and we're talking about consistency. We're talking about making needed change in our lives. And I'm going to open up with a quick prayer and then we're going to dive into this topic. Father, thank you so much for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your blessings every day. Thank you for provision. Thank you that you provided everything we have need for today. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity and the platform to be on the radio to share the good news of the gospel, to encourage someone that needs to know how much you love them. I pray today that we would walk in obedience to your divine will and purpose and plan for our life. I pray for forgiveness of sin, Father, and I pray for restoration for any heart that tuned in that needs to come back to you. Your arms are open wide. You love us. You love them. So, Father, we pray for your help today. Help us to make changes that are necessary for our lives and living. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Help us to receive the word of God. Let the Holy Spirit of God, let the anointing rest upon it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, I'm your host, Andre Jordan. God bless you today. We're talking from the topic of consistency. We all need to make changes in our lives. There's places the Lord has already identified, if we're honest. I want you to grow here. I want you to strengthen here. I want you to ascend higher. Because the thing about God, He's always desiring us to increase exponentially. No matter how high we go in Him, no matter how much we know in Him, we cannot fathom the depth, the height, the width, the breadth of God, His largeness. And so He's always coming to us, even in our good places where we're doing well. And He's molding and fashioning us and causing and pruning and trimming away so that we might, what? Produce more fruit. He wants increase, 30, 60, 100-fold, 1,000-fold increase from our lives. And so he's a good God. He's also a good husbandman. So he knows how to snip, cut, tuck, prune, purge, so we're more productive for him. We're producing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We're pointing people to him. He's getting much glory, much fruit out of our lives. So today we're talking about consistency, and consistency can be defined as steadiness, stability, regularity, the quality of staying the same at different times. No matter where we find ourselves, we are consistently authentic, I would even say. Consistently authentic. Consistent in our actions. Consistent in our goings, in our doings. Consistent in what we say. Our lives have harmony and there is consistency. We don't say one thing and do another. Why? Well, that would be inconsistent. But our lives are consistent. You can track and trace that we are a child of God by how we live, by what we say, by what we do, by our choices. There is consistency. I want to read a scripture really quick. I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. So 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, and it reads, "Therefore, beloved, be ye steadfast." Come on. "Unmovable, always abounding," consistently abounding in the work of the Lord. Be consistent in the things of God. "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain." Our labor is not in vain, and our consistency is fruitful. Our consistency will pay off. When we are consistent, there is a quality or fact of being and doing the right thing each time. There is agreement among all parts of us, body, soul, spirit, are in agreement and in even more so alignment to the word and the will of God. Consistency. The spirit man is leading us into what God requires for our lives. Consistency. When we're inconsistent some kind of way, the flesh or the soulish man is calling the shots. But consistency, we are led of the Spirit of God because we are the sons of God. Consistency. Consistency in our character. Come on now. How are we one place at work? One place, one thing at work, one thing at home, another thing at church. There's no consistency. Consistency, one face at all times, consistency. I'm the same here, that I'm over here, that I'm with this group, that I'm with this crowd. Consistency. I'm standing for holiness, righteousness, purity in my conduct, in my actions, in my behavior. No matter where you see me, I'm representing the King. My allegiance is to him. We read before about Romans 12:2, to not be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by renewing our minds. It's going to take renewing our minds. Why? Because we are in a war and we have an enemy, and he's constantly shooting arrows and fiery darts in trying to gain entry into our minds. Trying to gain entry into our minds, into our minds and hearts and thoughts. He's trying to plant seed, trying to plant his thoughts in our mind so that we will not have a renewed mind, but he's trying to gain access He's trying to gain access, but we have to be on guard. We have to be aware. We have to be sober and alert, and we have to guard our minds, and we have to fill our minds. We have to guard it. We have to begin to identify what is the origin of this thought. Who sent this thought? Where is this thought coming from? And we have to pull down the strongholds. We have to pull down the strong ways of thinking that but against the word of God, the truth of God, the knowledge of God. We have to be active and engage. We've got to renew our minds, consistency. So I'm going to read the scripture again. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, love you so much. Let me encourage you, because I love you so much. Be steadfast today. Be stable today. Be consistent today. Be led of the Spirit today. Govern your character today. Govern your word choices today. Govern your thought life. What are you thinking on? As a man thinketh, so is he. Guard your mind. Guard your heart consistently. Don't let your guard in. Don't give place nor space to the enemy to come in and plant anything. Pull it down. Examine the garden of your mind. What's being planted there? What's growing there? What is it producing? Consistency. The opposite is to be inconsistent, to be unstable, instability. Let me go a little further. We're called to be steadfast. We're called to be steadfast. Like the word of God, it is consistent, unchanging, infallible. God has made us in his image and likeness. He's calling us to be like him. Let's go quickly to Galatians 6 and 9. Let me turn and get there. Galatians. I'm going to read a little bit. So Galatians 6. And 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let me encourage you today. Your consistency is going to bring about the transformation God desires. Don't be weary in doing right. Don't be weary in obeying God, don't be weary in the Holy Spirit's leading. Don't be weary. Your consistency, your faithfulness is going to pay off. Don't be weary in doing well, doing the right thing, doing good. In due season, we will reap a harvest. The word of God that you plant in your heart, the word of God that I plant in my heart, the word of God that I plant in my mind, it's going to produce a harvest. It's going to produce a bumper crop. If I renew my mind, it's going to transform me. It's going to transform how I think. It's going to take limitation off my mind. It's going to take limitation off my words. If I will be diligent and faithful, if I will be diligent and faithful to remain consistent, God's glory will be seen in my life. Consistency. 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 Let me go to one more scripture I have marked. Titus 2, verses 7. Titus verse 2. verse 7, talking about we need to change. We need to change. God wants us to change. Why? We're called to be change agents in the earth. I'm called to be a change agent. You're called to be a change agent. So we're called to represent Christ in the earth. We're called to point others to him. Titus 2, verse 7. In all things, show yourself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that can't be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say about you. We're called to live wisely, live clean and pure and holy lives before the Lord. We're called to be an example to the world by doing good works of every kind. There is so much good God wants to use you and I for. He wants to use us. Yes, he does. We're called to let everything we do reflect his nature and DNA. We're called to be men and women of God of integrity. We're called to be representatives of the truth of God. We're called to live a spotless and a blameless life so that the haters can't find anything to criticize us of. The haters can't find anything to try and condemn us with. Those who oppose us, they have nothing that they can say because our lives and our walk is consistent. But if we're one way in the light and another way at night in the dark, we're inconsistent. And God wants to change that. God wants us to come up in how we live and how we do. Consistency in our life, consistency in our work, integrity, consistency in our speech and in our words. God also wants us to have fervor, intensity, passion, fire for the things of God. He wants consistency. He wants to see change in us, and he wants to see intensity, the quality of being intense, excitement and enthusiasm. Are we enthusiastic about our King? Are we enthusiastic about God? Are we enthusiastic about the things of God? Intensity, strength, power, vigor, greatness, zeal, fervency, fire, eagerness, seriousness, passion. Have we become indifferent about God? Have we become indifferent about the word? How do you know? Look at your day. Look at your week. Look at your year. Look at your month. What do you do? Everything that's important and of value to you, you do it. So backtrack in the last 24 hours. What are you passionate about? What is important? What has value to you? Father, I pray, give us greater fervency for the things of God. Give us greater hunger and thirst for you, for your will, for your heart, for what matters to you. Father, give us greater. Ignite, reignite the flame and the fire of God in us. Reignite our passion and desire and zeal for you and fervency. Oh God, baptize us again in your love. Let the intensity, our acknowledgement and championing of God, let it come alive in us. Let us see a difference as we get ready to go into a new year. God, do something new in us. Let us be transformed like never before. let our desire to change, let our willingness to change increase. Let our willingness to be consistent in serving you increase. Let our willingness to be consistent in witnessing increase. Let boldness increase in us, O God. Let us become as they anointed Saul. He became another man. Let your anointing rest upon your people of God today, that we can get the work of winning souls, winning the lost done in this last and evil day. God wants us to be relentless in the things of God. My goodness, when someone is relentless, they don't give up like a bill collector, a debt collector, relentless like the IRS, relentless. Let us be relentless in the things of God. Let us be persistent, continuing, constant in season and out of season. Let us be nonstop, lasting, never ending, steady, unstoppable, unwavering, purposeful, intentional, lasting, fervency, tenacious, like a bulldog won't let go. The jaws are locked. Let us lock in on God. Have him in our sight. Let us be obstinate in the things of God. Let us be unstoppable. Let us be consistent and intentional, purposeful, deliberate. Deliberate intention, deliberate design, deliberate action. Consciously seeking and pursuing the things of God, his heart, his word, his ways, willfully. I pray, Father, that you cause us to have a willing and a free spirit, ready and eager, showing up like the soldiers that we are, on our post, on our assignment, armed and ready for battle, knowing that we have the victory in you, Father, over everything. Let us be without ceasing. Let us endure. Let us persist. Let us continue. Even in difficulty, even though there's opposition, help us to go beyond the usual. Help us to extend to the unexpected, go beyond the norm. Help us to go into the exceeding and abundant places that you have for us, Father. Help us to be willing. Change our wanter. Change our wanter. Free up our will that we want to change, that we desire to be consistent, that we desire to go higher. Help us to desire to grow. Help us to desire, Father, to grow in you, to grow in the things of God, to grow, Father, into who you've always called us to be and what you've called us to do. Help us in this area. Consistency matters. Faithfulness matters. Help us to mature in how we think. Let me read one more quick scripture. I believe I have time. Let me flip really quick. I'm going to go back to 1 Corinthians, verse 20. Let us not be children, but let us mature. Let us not be children in our understanding, but let us mature in understanding. In the matters of the scripture, in the matters of the word of God. God wants us to mature. God wants us to grow. God wants us to change. God wants increase from our lives. God wants a return on his investment that he's placed in us. It's going to require change for all of us. Lord, make us willing to change. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us to say yes to you. It's going to take consistent effort in acknowledging the need to change and to be willing to roll up our sleeves and do the work that of transformation, allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of transformation in our lives. It's going to take us feeling filling and feeding ourselves the Word of God, making prayer a priority for our lives, not making excuses, but honestly acknowledging, God, I need help, and allowing the Spirit of God to help us. God desires, and He makes it so easy. We come to Him, and He does the work. If we're willing, He'll work in and through us, and He will transform our lives as we renew our minds with the Word of God, as we fill ourselves with the Word of God. He does the work. And so I just want to say thank you for tuning in to VIP. This is Kingdom Sounds, the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministry. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. We invite you to come and visit us any of our service times, Sunday at 11 o'clock, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You are welcome. You may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. God bless you. Thank you for joining us Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. right here, WWBC 100.7 FM. God bless you and keep you.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
What should Christians do with claims of the miraculous today? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. In his new book, A Simple Guide to Experience Miracles, renowned Christian philosopher Dr. J.P. Moreland makes a provocative claim that 95% of what the average evangelical church accomplishes in a given year could be explained even if God didn't exist. In other words, all the sermons and the programs could easily be dismissed by an outsider of being the result of skillful leadership, compelling public speaking, and excellent production. What's missing is the supernatural work of God. Now, on one hand, of course, I'd argue that Christians should strive to see God at work anywhere and everywhere, including in the mundane and the ordinary. Even so, Dr. Moreland's claim is provocative, and his book is carefully reasoned and very much worthy of our consideration. He's a professor at Biola's Talbot School of Theology, and he wrote this book to explore what miracles are, to investigate whether they are still happening today, and to offer guidance to Christians for both identifying and experiencing miracles. True to his profession, Dr. Moreland begins by defining his terms. A miracle, he says, is a supernatural intervention into the course of natural events. Among the events that he describes as miracles includes God working events together in order to answer prayers. This is what theologians often call providence. And in the book, Moreland provides over 40 accounts of supernatural intervention. Dr. Moreland stands by all of the accounts that he tells in his book, stakes his reputation on the reliability of the eyewitnesses that he interviewed. But let me be clear, the case he makes in the book is more than just by telling stories. He offers a biblical case for why Christians should believe miracles still happen today. And he offers a step-by-step explanation for how to identify them when they do happen. This week, Dr. Moreland joined my colleague Shane Morris on the Upstream podcast to talk about his book and to tell some of these stories. It's an inspiring and fascinating conversation, and it's an important one, especially in a disenchanted culture like ours. As Shane points out in the Upstream discussion, not every theologian shares this expectant attitude toward modern miracles like Dr. Moreland. It's important to wrestle through these other views. Some, such as 19th century Princeton theologian B.B. Warfield, argued that miracles were, quote,